If you've followed me for a while now, you would know that what I'm super obsessed on is teaching you guys the skill set and the mindset to create your dream life. I truly believe you only need those two things to have every single thing you want in this world. But it is very important that we actually chunk down the specifics of the skill set and develop the right habits that are going to become part of your identity. I made my first $1 million by the age of 28 while traveling the world, having so much freedom and living the version of my dream life. And in this episode, I want to give you guys the 5 weird, surprising habits that I truly believe helped me along the way. And I'm not going to mention anything about waking up at 4 a.m., grinding for 16 hours a day, having cold showers, or any of that shit that is all around social media these days that is telling you that you need to do this stuff to be successful. I want to give you guys some real facts that are literally going to change the game for you. These are small, little, tiny habits. And what I've really noticed is when it comes to creating your dream life, once you get things off the ground, it's not really too much about creating massive changes, but being able to identify the teeny little things that people do that hinder them, and then the teeny little things that the ultra mega successful people do that absolutely put them where they are. So these little habits are the things that are not only going to help you stand out and create the results you want, but they're going to help you become a key person of influence and help you build a strong network as well. That you and I both know that our network is our net worth. So let's dive into it. Habit number one, stop committing to things. And this is quite controversial because you've probably even heard me say before, you've got to commit, you've got to make the decision, you've got to go all the way in. And I 100% stand by that. And what you'll start to realize is when you start to play a bigger game, everything is actually a paradox. You must commit to everything 100% of the time, all the way. And you must also never commit as well. What I'm meaning by this is stop committing straight away. Stop committing to everything right away. The next time someone says, hey, let's go do this. Hey, let's get into business together. Hey, this, hey, that, come here, do this, whatever it might be. Stop committing right away. And I don't think anyone taught me this. I just started doing it because what I realized was I became a really big yes man. In fact, becoming a yes man really helped me get out of my shell at a younger age and start living a more fun, more confident, more successful life. But then eventually I started to say yes to so many things where it led to me not having long to sleep, not much time to do things that are important because I overcommitted to things and I didn't have time left for the things that I unconsciously committed to myself. And I started putting other people's commitments before my own. So now what I do is when anyone says to me, hey, how about that thing? Let's do this or can we do this together? My answer all the time is, hey, I love the idea. I'm open to talk about it. It's not a yes, it's not a no. Believe it with me. And because I'm a person of my word, I genuinely mean that. I'm like, let me leave it with me. It's the first I'm hearing about it. I haven't looked at all the information. I don't know if I'm free. I don't know if it's possible. I don't know if I want to do it. So it's not a yes, but it's not a no, but I'll come back to you. And then once I've actually done a bit of an analysis to see if it's something I want to do and it's something that's important for me right now, then I'm going to come back to them and say, hey, yes. And then once I say yes, then I'm 100% committed. But I stopped committing from the get-go a long time ago, and it was the most powerful thing I did. Not only did it have people treat my time more seriously, people started seeing me that I had stronger boundaries and I wasn't someone who's going to be easily persuaded, because we've all got someone that just says yes to everything and then pulls out last minute. We lose trust in them, and I don't want to be that type of person. I want to develop strong relationships and have people know that when I say yes to something, I freaking mean it. Habit number two is to open as many doors as possible. Because if you've got 1,000 doors open, guess what? You can always decide which ones you want to close. But if a door is closed from the get-go, you may or may not be able to open it again. So I was on my friend's boat the other day and I was talking with a friend who's connected with some really big companies. And I said, hey, could you make a connection to somebody about doing some sponsors? Or I'd love to be able to have a conversation with the right person. Could you make that happen? And we started talking about it. And then one of my other friends said, she's like, well, why would you want to talk to company X about this? I said, I don't know. But if I can have an opportunity to open a door and network with someone there, then you never know when I'm actually going to need it. So you've got to open as many doors as absolutely possible, develop relationships so that if you ever do need it, you've got them right there. I would rather go around and open as many doors as I possibly can so that if I ever need something down the line, I've got a contact, I've got a connection, I've got an idea, or I could even add value to that person with another door that I've opened. I've done that so many times. I have 2 doors open, 2 great connections. We're not doing anything together, but I know this person could help that person. I make a connection. I help them make some money, do some cool things in this life. I get to help 2 new connections win that wouldn't have happened before. So networking is absolutely key because we all know that that it's not what you know, it's who you know, and you never know who could help you open a door to that one thing, that one person that is gonna completely change the game for you. I'm super grateful because my first business was in network marketing at 21. And I used to hate talking to strangers. In fact, I think we're all ingrained from a young age, don't talk to strangers. So I had to start getting out of my shell and I started to practice by just talking to the checkout chick every single time I was getting groceries at the store or random people that are taking my order, whatever it was, I started to practice and build the muscle of actually talking to people, getting to know them. And now it really has become a habit of networking with people and then asking them this magical question: who do you know that I should know? And you'll be so surprised who can open doors for you, who's connected with who, because the more people you know, the more influence you have, the more income you will make. I'll give you one more example here. One time I was out on a date with my partner and we went to a food stand and I started talking to the guy behind the food stand. Hit it off, he was pretty funny. And we just connected on Instagram because he was just a cool guy. And I was like, I wanna tell me more about your business. I wanna learn more about your business. I wanna hear about it. We kept in contact for years. He's now gone on to build one of the biggest premium food chains here in Australia and is going to expand to America as well. We play golf regularly, we catch up regularly, and this guy is gonna be worth hundreds of millions of dollars in the future. And there might even be possibility to come in as an investor on some of the deals. All because I struck a conversation with a guy on a random date night out once. Habit number three is to become comfortable being the dumbest and the poorest person in every single room. Put your ego aside. If you look around and you're the smartest and the richest person in the room, you are in the wrong room. As hard as it is sometimes of feeling really out of place, you've got to realize that if you feel out of place, you're feeling uncomfortable. And we all know that no growth actually happens in the comfort zone. We have to get uncomfortable. So if you're feeling uncomfortable in situations like this, you're in the perfect place. There's been so many times when I used to travel over to America for a business, and I used to network like crazy with the people that were making the most money in our company. And I used to always ask them, hey, where are you having dinner tonight? Hey, can I join you for dinner? Because I knew that those people were gonna hang around all the other people that were crushing it as well. And I never forget one day we sat down. I went out to dinner with one of my mentors and he invited the rest of the table. And before I knew it, I'm sitting at a table with about 12 other people. And these people were all the top 10 income earners of the entire company. Collectively, the net worth at this table would have been $100 to $200 million. And then there's little old me sitting there eating, feeling completely out of place. But that's when I knew that this habit that I developed is one of the things that have helped me get to where I was at that time. Because the things I was hearing them talk about, how they're dealing with business, how they're dealing with problems, changed the freaking game for me. So get comfortable being the dumbest and the poorest in every single room. Habit number four is to say yes and then figure it out later. Too many people get presented opportunities and then they say no right away, or oh, let me think about it. And I know this kind of goes against habit number one. You gotta understand the difference between an opportunity and just an offer. Offers come every single day. Offers are always around. They're the things that you say, hey, it's not a yes, it's not a no, let me have a think about it. But when an opportunity comes your way, when you've been asking God, the universe, higher source, whatever, for the big thing, and then an opportunity comes in your way that you know if you were to act on this, this is gonna set you up. You have to just act immediately, say yes, even if you've got no idea how it's going to happen. If you've got no idea how you're gonna make it work, how you're gonna get there, how you're gonna afford it, if an opportunity comes your way, and this is the thing you've been asking for, say yes, jump in, and figure out the rest along the way. It's literally like jumping off a cliff and then learning how to fly on the way down. The most successful people in this world act like that. They don't act when they're ready, they act before they're ready, and they become ready, they become confident through the process of actually doing the thing that's uncomfortable. There's been countless times when I've been asked to come and speak on the other side of the world with no to little information. I had no idea what was gonna happen, but I saw it as a massive opportunity, and it didn't even work in my diary. I had to change things around, and on paper, it looked impossible to do. But I said, yes, I'm gonna find a way. I ended up finding a way because we always do. We find ways or we find excuses. I'm allergic to excuses, so I always find ways. And every single time I've said yes to an opportunity that was really scary that I thought I couldn't do, that I figured out a way after, not only did it make me feel so much more confident and proud about myself, but it opened up so many freaking doors. That is one of my favorite habits. And the last one, before I dive into it, if you're new here or whatever, if you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do that because we put out so much content to help you create your dream life. So it would mean the world to me if you could hit that subscribe button so we can grow bigger and bigger and bigger and help make an even bigger impact in the world. So habit number five is to stop talking. Seriously, stop freaking talking. I talked about getting in rooms with people that make a lot more money than you. They're a lot smarter than you. When you get into spaces like this, the worst thing you can do is talk. Just shut up. Shut up and listen. Listen to how they speak. Listen to how they talk about problems. Listen to how they talk about the world. Listen to their views, their opinions, their beliefs. Listen to the questions they ask. Listen to the things they discuss. And just be completely quiet, be a complete fly on the wall, and bless yourself that you even got an invitation to sit there. I've seen countless times where I've been with some of my friends who are extremely high net worth people, and some newer people come to the circle that clearly feel out of place. And because they feel out of place, they feel like they have to big note themselves or talk about the things they've done, the things they've accomplished, or in all their accolades, just so they can feel like they fit in and they're one of us. It's the wrong way to go about it. Because I've had mentors say to me that one of the things they love most about me is I'm so coachable and open to just ideas. And the fact that when I sit at these tables, I'm quiet and I never think that I know even remotely as close to them. I just want to soak in all the information. I've been told so many times that I'm a sponge. So the best thing you can do is to literally just stop freaking talking. If you feel the need to want to share all the big things you've done, that is your insecurities talking. Notice it, shut it down, and then just keep listening, keep listening. Don't get in there to talk, because the more you talk, the more space you take up of these smarter and more richer people that they could be talking, where you could be getting more information and wisdom from them. Because here's the thing, no one who's actually playing a really big game in life cares about your massive accolades, the things you've done. What I've found is what they mostly care about, are you authentic? Are you the real deal? And do you have any source of real value to give? They don't give a shit about the things you've done. So when you get into these rooms, be silent, be quiet, and just listen and take it all in. And a bonus habit, because you guys stuck around. See, it does pay to stay all the way to the end of these episodes. The bonus habit is this: give gifts. Everybody loves to receive a gift. So many people that I connect with, I invite on my podcast, when I connect with them, I'll bring them a gift. Why? Because people will notice people who bring gifts. In this day and age, especially if you're trying to network with bigger people, they meet so many people on the regular, and you've got to find a way to actually pierce through the noise and find a way to stand out. I can't tell you how many times I've rocked up to a podcast interview or met somebody and I brought an unexpected gift for them, a bottle of champagne, some chocolates, or whatever it might be, and they'd be completely blown away and even go to the point to message me 1 or 2 days later and say, hey, I just want to say thank you so much for that gift. Like, stand up, gentleman you are. If there's anything I can ever do, you reach out, you let me know. And it's just been able to really help me create a deeper level of relationship with so many of these people because I give gifts. And I've even had some people do the exact same thing to me, go out of their way, buy me a gift and give it to me. And then they stand out on my radar. I'm like, wow, what an incredible person, such a genuine, great person. They're thoughtful. They want to go and do that. I love that person. They stand out for me. And law of reciprocity, I now have that in the back of my mind that I owe them one. If I can do anything for them that can help them level up, I'm gonna think about them right away. So get into the habit of actually giving gifts to the people that you also want to network with. So there you have it, guys. Take these habits, take them to the bank. I hope they completely change your life like they have mine. Let them be a part of your identity. And if you got value from this, make sure that you like, subscribe, and share it with a friend. I'll be forever grateful. And if you're brand new here, I wanna welcome you to Dream Nation. And if you're coming back, I love and appreciate you. Now go out there and dream out loud.